This is an interview with Mr. Louis?
Louis.
Louis.
L-O-U-I-S.
I know how it's spelled, but I wasn't sure how you pronounced it. Louis Reback, artist, at his studio in Taos, New Mexico, on July 20th, 1964. The interviewer is Mrs. Sylvia Loomis of the Santa Fe Office of the Archives of American Art. And the particular phase of art to be discussed is that of Mr. Reback's participation in a federal art project in New York City during the 30s and 40s. But first, Mr. Reback, would you tell us something about yourself and your background, where you were born and raised, and where you received your art education?
Well, I started getting professional artistic training, if you can call it that, at the Pennsylvania Academy in 1921 and 22 under Daniel Garber. Mm-hmm. And then I went back to New York to earn a living and continued studying at the Art Students League under John Sloan. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Sloan really introduced me to good art as versus the academic art of Daniel Garber, who was called the White Hope of America.
Oh, why?
Because he was going to bring back sanity in art, which idea has continued all these years. They're still trying to get back sanity in art. And I've been going wackier and wackier all these years, joining in thought various American artists and European artists. Mm-hmm. And we think we are the better ones.
I see.
Anyway, and as I said, we mm-hmm. continued at the Art mm-hmm. Students League, where I had a scholarship mm-hmm. for a while.
It was just incidentally with John Sloan. Did he have anything to do with your coming out to New Mexico eventually?
No. My coming to New Mexico had to do with my stay in the Army, which in the Second World War, mm-hmm. Which did me no good physically, and I needed the high climate.
Oh, I see. Well, that's out of chronological order, but I just wondered because I knew that you came out here about the same time or when he was here.
I came when he was here, and we renewed our acquaintance uh-huh. and our friendship mm-hmm. In a very fine way. He used to visit me here, and I would visit him at his home.
Yes.
When he was with Helen Farr. Yeah.
Well then, what were you doing in New York in the 30s at the time that you started, or just before the you started work on the federal art projects?
Well, for a while, the Whitney Museum financed me. Mm-hmm. Then I dropped it myself. Mm-hmm. I had exhibitions which either sold or didn't, mostly didn't. Mm-hmm. And I found myself, along with many other artists, ready to do anything. Mm-hmm. Perhaps hold up banks if we could, even shovel lumps of earth from one place to another, or anything at all to get food. However, some organization called the Morgan Committee came to the rescue, and they got a hold of me along with about 100 other artists, and we decorated churches.
Oh, you remember any person that was with the Morgan collection particularly?
You mean with the Morgan?
Who came to see you, among these who came to see you?
You mean to join? Harry Knott?
No, I meant to in charge of it. In charge of the Morgan collection, the one.
This wasn't the Morgan collection. This was Morgan Committee.
Committee.
It was under the, I suppose, the financial business mm-hmm. dealings with J.P. Morgan, but mm-hmm. He knew of it and seconded it. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that it was.
Sure. A foundation.
Yes, sort of sponsored mm-hmm. by a group mm-hmm. of people. Under J.P. Morgan's name. Mm-hmm. But Harry Knight was the nominal head of this group. His yes. brother was Fred Knight, a painter. And Fred Knight, as far as I know, is still living. Mm-hmm. We worked in